Goodness. Oh, good morning, sweetie. Didn't you sleep well? Anytime you're with me. Oh, you are such the charmer. Well, I slept like a baby last night. Hey, come on. I don't want to get out of bed just yet. I'm too warm and cozy here with you. I know I said we should get up early, but no, you're right. Yeah, all right. I guess we should get ready for the day. So, what would you like for breakfast today? I think we still have some sausage and eggs, but if you want to wait a little, I could probably get to work on some muffins. You want to cook something for me? Well, I am interested in seeing a werewolf in an apron. All right, if that's the case, then I want eggs, sunny side up, and potatoes, please. Oh, a little nervous about making breakfast now, are we? I can see the stone in your collar and my ring both turning purple. You're nervous, but that's okay. I'll help. All right? All right. Let's head down. See? Nothing to it. You just gotta watch and everything will be just fine. Huh? Oh. Yeah, I did mention I wanted to go get flowers by the river today. I've actually been meaning to restock on some cardinal flowers for a while. And a few lilies and orchids wouldn't hurt either. Oh, and if I can find some nightshade, that would be just perfect. Oh, well. Yes, nightshade is poisonous, but I'm using it in combination with unicorn horn powder and some ground phoenix feathers to make a drink for a customer. What's it for? Well, aren't you the curious werewolf today? Believe it or not, my client just wants an extravagant bottle of wine. The phoenix feathers should negate the nightshade's poison if brewed right, and, well, the unicorn powder prevents you from getting hungover. I've had it a few times, and I have to say, it's quite good. Maybe if we find a little extra, we could share a glass or two. Oh, also, since we're on the topic of getting ingredients, I was wondering if. You know, I might get some from you. Oh, no, it's nothing crazy like that. Just some, you know, hair or fur when you transform. Either would do. I'd be able to make some charms out of it for potions. Oh, but it's fine if you don't want to. I know it's a strange request. Oh, really? I thought you'd be a little more hesitant about the idea. Well, in that case, do you mind if I get some now while we're waiting for breakfast to cook? All right, great. Here, let me go get some scissors and. Oh, and you don't need to worry. I'm not gonna take too much, just a little bit. All right? All right, good. Then, here, have a seat. Won't you? You like my humming, do you? Well, I'm glad to hear it. Oh, and we're almost done. Just a bit more, okay? And there, all done. And speaking of which, it looks like breakfast is done too. Here, I'll get us some water and you set the table, alright? Huh. It looks a little crispy on the outside, but that's okay. I'd rather it not be too runny. What about last night? Oh, yes. I did mention trying to get you to go into the village after we pick our flowers. Have you decided on what you want to do? Oh, really? Aw, that's great. Here, come here. Aw, you're being so cute and brave. No. I'm sorry, I can't help it. I just think it'll be good for you to try and, you know, reach out to people. Maybe see that they're not just out to get you. Oh? Well, even if you are just doing it for me, I'm glad you're at least giving it a go. Just be yourself and they'll love you in no time. I just know it. Are you finished? Yeah, alright. Let's go get those flowers and then we can head towards the village, alright? Yeah, come on, let's go. I'll never get tired of this fresh mountain air, even if it is still cold out today. Oh, giving me your coat, Oh, you are such a gentleman. Now, let's see here. Oh, look, we're in luck. There's a flower patch right there by the stream. Well, we only need to pick some of the flowers there, and then some of the lilies and orchids, and of course then we have to go find the nightshade. You know, I have been thinking of making a little garden for things like this, but I don't know, because, well, at the same time, I kind of like exploring and, you know, looking for ingredients, especially with you. Well, yeah, I suppose the cottage would look nice with them around it, wouldn't it? But that's a task for another day. In the meantime, we better get to it here. No, it's nothing. I just got a bit distracted looking at you. You look really happy just picking flowers like that. Sweetie, those aren't the right flowers. You know, then why are you picking them? No, it's fine. Your hands are just tickling me a bit, that's all. Well, how do I look with all these flowers in my hair? Beautiful, you say. Well, now I kind of want to try it with you, so here, let me grab some too. There, just perfect. Just when I thought you couldn't get any more adorable. So precious. In fact, all of this, it's just the best. This is the life I never knew I wanted. This life with you, with the both of us, just being around nature like this, sharing a nice home in the woods together. You know, it's kind of funny when I think about it. I never thought something was missing from my life. I've never gotten this close with someone before, and I don't know. When I found you and took you home, it felt like my life was only just beginning. Does that make any sense? No. Well, then what was it like for you when we first met? Confusing? Really? What do you mean? You were surprised how I treated you even though you were a werewolf? And then what? Time went on and you realized you found the missing part of your life too? Oh, sweetie, that makes me so happy to hear you say that. Huh? Oh, no, it's just my allergies kicking up because of the flowers. Anyway, we should probably get moving towards the village. I wanted to go get that book and some food. Now, are you sure you want to do this, sweetie? Huh? Oh, of course, yes. I'll be right by your side. All right, then. Let's go. Well, it didn't take us too long to get to the village market. How are you feeling? Scared? No, I didn't need to look at the stone. I can see your hand shaking. But hey, look at me. Don't worry. We're just gonna go buy some food and go retrieve my book. Everything is going to be just fine. All right, let's go. Hi there. I've come here for a book. A very special book. Oh, him? Oh, he's my pet. Okay, no. This is my lover. You know, the werewolf I told you about? Yes, he is quite handsome, isn't he? Oh, careful though. You'll make him blush. He's very shy. Oh, the flowers? Oh yes, they were his idea. Cute, aren't they? Oh, yes. He's very strong and protective of me. But don't let his height or his scowl fool you. He's a cute little puppy at home. Okay, I'll stop gossiping and teasing you. Well, it was fun getting to talk with you again, but I really should get some food and get him home. Oh, and thanks for the book. It's going to be very important. All right, sweetie. Let's go get some food and head home, all right? You did very well, by the way. Well, that was a productive day. We got the ingredients I wanted, got that new book, and some food to last us a while. You know, it's getting a little cold in here. Hey, sweetie, could you start the fireplace? I just want to relax for a bit. Much better. Hey, why don't you come over here and grab a seat by me? Come on, sit. Oh, that's a good boy. Here, why don't you lean in over this way and get cozy? Ah, yes, that's it. Oh, good boy indeed. Oh, the book? Oh, it's nothing. Just a little something I wanted to get. This is nice, though. You, me, and the fire. Ah, it's so relaxing. Oh, well, don't fall asleep just yet. There's something we need to talk about. Oh, don't you remember? I promised you something very special today, didn't I?